Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Bert Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Bert Show's entertainment buzz.
Taylor Swift's boyfriend's football game was last night, and you better believe the Swifties tuned in. Go Taylor's boyfriend. So a lot of Swifties on Twitter were like, if I missed the last few seasons of the Chiefs, will I need a recap for this episode? And Carson Daly was like, I got you. So he took it upon himself to educate the Swifties in a language they might understand.
I don't know when this trend started. I think it was a weatherman, like years and years ago that got national attention, and it just won't stop.
Oh, inserting like song titles into segments and reports.
I'm as down with this as I am with gender reveal parties.
She just has so many songs that you can literally just construct sentences with them. But my question is, who's going to educate the NFL on Swiftie culture? Because in the middle of the Chiefs versus Jets game last night, they decided to flash to Cornelia Street, the street sign, which is a song that she has, which is a tragic song about her ex-boyfriend, Joe.
So the NFL has fully embraced this and are like exploiting this to the nth degree.
Do you know how many people are watching Chiefs games in the NFL for the first time now or have no idea what NFL even stands for, but now they've got a Chiefs jersey?
What would Swifties do if the NFL like put their cleat down and they're like, they were like, no, this is not about Taylor Swift. This is about football. Right. This is about the reigning Super Bowl champions going against the Jets who lost their quarterback at the beginning of the season. Mm-hmm. And they refused to show her in the suite with Ryan Reynolds and Blake Lively and Sophie Turner and Sabrina Carpenter.
Yeah, it's a very believable theory that because the NFL doesn't even like to make money.
That would be so dumb for them to do. They've been trying to figure out for decades how to market to this demographic. They're like, how do we get women interested in the NFL? You get Taylor Swift in a box and boom, we're watching.
Bam.
So we're not going to address the obvious that the Chiefs are not supposed to be out here struggling to the Jets and had the worst game that they've had in quite some time.
Wait a second. So you're going to talk about football when we're talking about a football game?
You're right. I shouldn't have did that.
What's wrong with you?
I'm sorry.
Now, did you say she went out with all, like, the players' wives the night before?
Yeah, the night before, she went to this very exclusive Italian spot in Soho called Emilio's Bellato, and she was spotted with Brittany Mahomes and a bunch of other Chiefs wags, Sophie Turner, and Blake Lively as well, and her sister. And you know what? I said this on my Instagram. I know Brittany Mahomes is a controversial figure.
I don't know why. I watched that documentary. I think she's a really fun, goofy chick.
So I thought at first it was just because people thought she was annoying and obnoxious. And I was like, they said that about Taylor Swift for decades. And look at her now. Like, people are obsessed with her. So at first I was like, this is really great for Taylor Swift to stand by her. I didn't realize Britney had some other sketchy things that she had done in regards to defending Jackson Mahomes, which I don't necessarily stand by. Didn't know that before I posted. But at the same time, I do think, I think it's really cool of Taylor to support other women when the internet literally wants to take down Brittany Mahomes.
So just so we're educating all the way around. So Jackson is Patrick Mahomes, who's the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs. His brother, right?
Yes.
And what was she defending that was controversial?
So he is currently charged with sexual assault, and she came out on Instagram, and I don't know if she specifically defended his actions, but she basically was coming to his defense asking people to shut up, and obviously that's not necessarily the take you want to go for.
I just Googled it because I was interested. It's 3 felony counts of aggravated sexual battery.
Yikes.
That's where you just sit back and you let the court system do its thing.
You just let the legal system do its thing. But I thought it was just mainly people people just thinking she was annoying. I'm like, well, everyone thought Taylor Swift was annoying until like 4 seconds ago.
And so, she doesn't hold back. She is
a strong woman.
She is very opinionated and, if you come at her, she's gonna come back at you harder.
She's spicy. I like her.
Yeah, and she's gonna spray some champagne on you in the meantime.
I'm just telling you though, man. I mean, what are really the chances of two people actually getting married once they meet, right? So what are the chances of these two being together forever? This is gonna end very poorly for him.
No, it's not.
If they don't get married, this is going to end really poorly for him.
Absolutely.
He already cashed in that check from his jersey sales. He's cruising. Maybe. He's cruising.
Financially, yeah, he'll be all right.
Ooh. Should he give her a cut?
Oh.
Mm.
Dang. How about if she came at him and she's like, every single jersey that's been sold since we went out, I want 20% or 50% of. That's great.
She don't need his money.
For asking.
She don't need his money.
I know she don't need it, but
that is fair. Right? I didn't think about that. Yeah.
A check is a check.
Exactly.
All right. How does your marriage stack up to other couples? Well, a new Netflix movie has the stats to show you. It's on your next eBuzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.